Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a podcast. Today, we are learning all about bone broth. This is such an important topic, and I'm interviewing Melissa Bologna, who is a registered nutritionist, the CEO of Beauty and the Broth, and she's an actress, an influencer, an entrepreneur. Welcome to the podcast, Melissa.
Thank you so much. I'm very happy to be here. I love speaking about beauty.
Of course, and I love talking about anything that grows new, more collagen. The more collagen, the better.
Exactly.
So, how did you get into bone broth?
So bone broth, I've always been one of those people that, never cared too much about what I ate and everything and had really bad digestive issues all my life growing up. And it wasn't until I was literally on an acting job in LA, and you will just eat anything that's there to stay awake, especially if you're working late hours. And I started to just feel chronically ill, like really bad brain fog. I felt really just like inflamed. So it became more about how I felt than how I perceived my appearance to be. Because I used to associate being healthy with like, are you skinny or are you feeling overweight? Where it became more about how I felt. So my sister kept trying to convince me to try bone broth. And at first I wouldn't try it because I just thought it was odd. And then I tried it and I really not only liked it, but I started having it as a ritual. And not only did it clear up my brain fog, fix my digestive issues, but I was completely shocked what it did to my hair, skin, and nails, specifically my face. Like, I'm very candid in saying I would get Botox, and the second the Botox would wear off, it was like a timer went off where I'm like, oh my God, I need sunglasses and to get to the doctor. That timer from drinking bone broth completely went away. So that was shocking to me. And then that's when I saw a huge need in the market for a convenient, bone broth with great sourcing that's neither gamey or weak.
And you started by cooking your own batches of bone broth. What did that involve? Like getting basically like beef stock and bones and boiling it on the stove?
It's such a funny journey. It like feels like such a moment in time. I was like actually looking back at pictures the other day and I was like, well, this has really been a journey. That's exactly what I did. I would go to the restaurant shop and get big stock pots. I started calling around to farms to get bones, and they were like laughing at me. They're like, man, we have a deal with Whole Foods. And then I got led to the farmers market at the Grove in LA and to get all organic bones, and they were actually the most price competitive. So I would just go there, buy a bunch of bones. I bought a freezer to like keep storing bones and broth in, like a serial killer. I would just keep experimenting with different recipes.
Wow, and are there specific bones that give you the best flavor or, nutrition density?
Yeah, so it's really important to use the collagen-rich bones, like the knuckle and the marrow, chicken feet. I know you don't like to hear it, but it's also really, really great. So there's definitely certain bones, and you want them to be intact. So you could really, well, the beauty of bone broth comes from the breakdown of these bones. So you really want like the healthiest, largest, strongest bones for the breakdown process during the cook.
And so you're talking about products that have a lot of gelatin in them. So that's like the cartilage component of the bones, right? The knuckle,
Yes.
chicken's feet, and stuff like that.
Absolutely. And that
Wow.
will break down during this cooking process.
So you have to be brave to get chicken feet and boil them on the stove, and then like,
You
and you
do.
keep boiling them for hours and hours till it just sort of breaks down into the protein.
Yeah, so the difference between stock and broth, like stock is cooked from like 5 to 7 hours, and broth is cooked 17 hours or more. And the best broths are cooked 24 to 48 hours. And that's what you really want, the bones to be really, really broken down to release the gelatin and amino acids and all the things that make bone broth so great for you.
And does all that heat denature the proteins at all? Like being.
No, it doesn't, because you have to cook it on a slow simmer. So it's really like breaking down over a long cook time at a gentle heat, which the best things in life take a long time.
That is true. Are there bad bone broths out there? Like, there's all varieties of inexpensive, cheap, poor quality, I'm sure. What are the things consumers should look for and be like, oh no, that's not good bone broth?
Yeah, it's actually kind of upsetting. It's like whenever I go to the supermarket, and I'm talking like nice supermarkets, like super organic ones, I go in there and I look at the bone broths, and I always like as look at the front, but the most important stuff is on the back, and look at those ingredients. I can't believe there are some supermarket brands that have cane sugar in bone broth. Like, who is putting sugar in bone broth? I think it's insane. So look at the ingredients. That's like your biggest sign. And obviously being USDA organic is important because that is all about the sourcing and everything. As well as, you know, everything in there is organic and not just marketing fluff, which a lot of brands could get away with on the cover of their products. So I'm all about the nutrition facts. Look at the sodium, look at the sugars, and look at every ingredient. And if you don't recognize an ingredient, it's normally a red flag. Or if you have trouble pronouncing it, should I say?
And what's the right color? Like, does it vary from like lighter yellow to more dense? Like the ones you're holding up seem to be very rich, caramelized looking colors.
Yeah. So ours is unique because it's in concentrated format. So we cook a lot of the water out of it, and bone broth is measured in bricks, which is the percentage of solid. So an average cup of broth is 3 bricks, where in this pouch, it's 25 bricks.
Wow.
So it is really dense because you have to dilute it with water. So it makes it convenient to take anywhere on the go and integrate it into your routine.
And is there a lot of salt content in this just so it's palatable?
Well, that's the beauty of it. So a lot of nutritionists want their clients to be on bone broth and recommend they make it at home because of how high the sodium count is in bone broth. So there's actually no salt added in our beef and chicken's recipes for that reason. There's no bony or gamey flavor to mine whatsoever, because that was a big beef, no pun intended, that I had with the bone broths on the market, is either they were flavorless or gamey tasting. Or I could handle gamey tasting, but then I would use my friends as guinea pigs and they can't. So I wanted a bone broth that was neither gamey or weak, that's palatable. So despite not having salt, like the other things we use, like we use fresh rosemary and thyme and leeks and mushrooms, ginger, turmeric, obviously not all in one recipe, but in between the chicken and the beef. So those ingredients make it palatable.
How nice. And what is it about bone broth that changes your gut? Does it change your microbiome and the biotic in your gut?
Yeah, so what I'm blown away with by bone broth, and I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't know of any other food or drink that when you drink it, literally puts a lining in your gut, a full lining, and fills in holes in your gut caused from bad digestion. And then, so food's able to pass through with the bone broth lining. And then, while there's a lining, it pumps you with collagen and amino acids. So, bone broth's original purpose is for leaky gut. And to me, part of the magic with bone broth is the bone broth itself, lining the gut and filling in those holes. But the other part about why it's so great is the actual gut itself, because your gut has trillions of microbes in it. And when left unregulated and feeding upon bad stuff causes a lot of issues that could lead to chronic illnesses. With real, because if you have a poor digestion, it could lead to a lot of inflammation. So it's really, really important to heal your gut. And that's also why it cleared up my brain fog, because that all comes from the gut. Serotonin's produced in your gut, your emotions come from there. Like how they say gut feelings, it's literally a saying because there's truth to it, because your feelings come from there. Anxiety and depression comes from your gut. 85% of our immunity. So your gut is arguably just as important as your brain.
Interesting. And so this lining, is that part of the gelatin that comes from the actual bone broth?
Yeah, it's partly to do with the gelatin and why it kind of creates this lining. And, it has like a bunch of amino acids that obviously get absorbed and digested, but it's pretty incredible.
Are there other physiologic benefits to bone broth besides it gives you lots of collagen peptides for skin and hair health? What other physiologic benefits are there?
So it gives you a lot of natural energy, which is great. People have been replacing coffee with it. And at the same, and this sounds a little bit like contradicting, but it actually also then helps people get a restful night's sleep. But when people drink it in the morning and stuff, they'll replace coffee with it and it'll make them feel naturally energized. It's a great post-workout recovery. When people think of collagen, obviously they think a lot about the hair, skin, and nails, but they also forget about the joints and how great it is for repairing joints because of all the collagen. And unfortunately, obviously, it depletes over time. So it's great post-workout recovery, the brain fog element, and it really made my hair so incredibly strong. And it also helps to curb cravings. So I like to call it a gateway drug because when I started drinking it, like I wasn't a healthy person, and it kind of like motivated me to be healthy because it would curb my cravings. And as weird as this sounds, it may give me like a whole new sense of motivation. So it made me feel like really purposeful and motivated. Like literally just drinking it while I was building this company. So to me, it's also the gateway drug into health.
Do you recommend that people start at a certain age using bone broth, like teens or adolescents, or do you wait till you're like 40, you hit the wall when you're 40?
No, it's Tim. You could relate to this. It's a bit like Botox, right?
Yeah.
Where you take it early, it's a preventative. You don't want Botox when you need it because then the lines set in. With bone broth, it's the same thing. Like your collagen, you stop producing collagen around like 30 years old. So, your body stops making collagen. So the fact that you could get bone broth from collagen, why wait till the collagen's be depleted and gone? Do it, preserve the collagen you have and start on the routine. I would say, I mean, I wish I knew about it when I was a teenager. That's ideally when I would have started it, probably around like not 18, 19 years old.
And how much bone broth should someone be drinking every day? Is there like such a thing as too much or a minimum required amount?
I think too much of anything is a bad thing. Some people do bone broth fast, which obviously you're having a bunch of cups a day. I wouldn't have more than 5 cups a day. Especially there's some broths out there where if the bones aren't reputably sourced, that there could be like heavy metals in it. So that's also why you need to make sure the sourcing is great and USDA organic, that they're getting the best bones. And as far as too little, like I recommend a cup a day, honestly, to like just like you brush your teeth, it should be like a routine. And there's some people out there that will have collagen powders, right? They do that every day, except your gut can't ingest powder that well, if at all. So, bone broth is definitely the best way for your body to receive collagen.
Interesting. I have a really good collagen powder too.
Okay.
Supplement. What do you see as the future for you guys? Is there a vegan option for people who are not interested in an animal product?
Yes, so we are just launching tomorrow a vegan broth, which is super exciting. Unfortunately, there is no collagen in it because it's there's no animal byproduct, and they could use your collagen supplement, but we use a lot of ingredients that mimic the benefits of collagen, like seaweed, and ginger and mushrooms. What else do we have in there? We have pea protein, and a kombu, which is a different kind of seaweed.
So the another way that they can source some extra proteins and
Exactly. It has a lot of protein in it, and those ingredients are great, for promoting, strong hair, skin, and nails.
Wow. And then what do you do in addition to bone broth? What's your regular beauty routine? Any
My
skincare tips or Botox?
yeah. So I'm a huge Botox fan, I'll be honest. Like I love it. I've been getting it since I'm 25 years old. I'm 32 now. So it really is a preventative. It's a must do. But aside from that, I'm crazy about washing my face. Like I don't care how tired I am, take your makeup off. Even if you didn't wear makeup that day, still clean your face. Like cleaning your face is so important. And I tend to keep my face out of the sun. And I'm really big on like face oils. I just love oils. And like even like with A and D cream, which I put on my lips, like I buy it at CVS. I just like always put it under my eyes at night.
Oh, really? Yeah, a lot of people do. I use a little
Yeah.
Vaseline for nice brows, and I think it's really good for the dry skin of the eyes and the neck, even.
Yeah,
It's really helpful.
totally. I love it.
Coconut oil is
Old
even
school.
better. Love coconut oil that way, too.
Yeah.
And when did you decide to take this company to a bigger level than just cooking on your kitchen stove, and how did you sort of scale it to the next level?
I mean, it's crazy how like we've been in business a year and 3 months at this point since launch, and it's crazy. I can't believe it. Like, and but I'm one of those people that are hard on myself. I'm like, do more, do more. I knew after I got obsessed with bone broth, and then when my sister, the aha moment came when my sister visited me in Los Angeles, and we went to go get bone broth, and we're like, what, like. There was no like nothing coming up on Google Maps. Like in New York, there's a bunch of pop-up bone broth shops. So that was shocking. And at first I'm like, I need to open up a bone broth shop. That's what I was thinking, to have like a local shop and a commissary kitchen and make it and produce it. And which was a great idea, but not a scalable one and not one that makes bone broth accessible to everyone. And then I did get this offsite kitchen, and I was practicing the recipes, interviewing cooks, and then that's when I started truly, we started getting the kitchen equipment, meeting with like insurance companies for employers for payroll and workers' comp, and I started running the numbers on the kitchen before a single broth was made, and I was like, "Holy crap, I need a co-packer," and. From the co-packer route, I started being like, wait, you know, we could be available in all 50 states. And then I was thinking that it would be our packaging would be the cup that comes in our boxes. And then that was another nightmare that would keep me up at night, where I'm like, what are the customers going to do with all these cups? Like, and initially we weren't shelf stable. So I'm like, oh my God, then the cup's gonna, what if it leaks by accident or thaws in their purse and it sweats. And it wasn't until I visited my supply chain where I saw this concentrated format. Like I saw it at the corner of the table, like a little hockey puck. And because they had my broths there and the cups to sample, then that's when I kept questioning, what is that? What is that? And they're like, God, oh, don't worry about it. It's just how we ship it to the co-packer. Then they add the water in. Then I'm like, why doesn't the customer do that? And so the whole process to make it scalable took a year, with all these ideas and twists and turns to come to this model we're in now. And then a year and 3 months in launch, now that we're actually running the company now, it's actually harder to do things like, yeah, like I have a bunch of ideas. I want to make a bunch more SKUs, obviously, and I want to make beauty blends with, you know, different things you could put in it. But it's hard because now I have a company to run, so it's hard to focus on product development. But I've made a schedule for myself to allot times for these things.
Do you have advice for aspiring female entrepreneurs or girls who want to start their own company, guys out there?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that if you have an idea of one you're really passionate about, because I'm always like the ideas gal, right? I'll have like these new ideas, but I've never executed on any of them because I never felt it was right for me or it or my passion. But if you have an idea and something you are passionate about, because it takes passion to run the ship, believe me, go for it. Like you really should, you should not be scared. There is always a solution, I promise you that. And when you have an idea and you want to do it, tell as many people who will listen to you, this is what I'm doing, because A, it makes it more real to you. And B, you'll be amazed how many doors it opens, the power of suggestion, that you tell someone and they give you a piece of the puzzle you are missing, or something you didn't know and needed to find out for this idea or business you have.
That's amazing advice. That's so good. The universe directs you a little bit.
Yeah, no, it really does. I kept likening it to this video game Zelda, where when you would complete a mission, you get something you were missing.
That's a good one. Any advice for people out there who might be averse to trying bone broth, or the taste, or just kind of the thought of it?
I was that person. I'm telling you, just try it. I was pleasantly surprised. The name bone broth doesn't sound like what it tastes like. It's honestly very satisfying. And if you're someone who likes soup, you'll love bone broth. Mm. It's like grandma's chicken noodle soup, except it doesn't taste chickeny.
Well, that's all such great advice. Where can people purchase your product or connect with you?
They could purchase our product at thebeautyandthebroth.com. They could connect with me at Melissa Bologna.
Amazing. And that's spelled B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
No G. So I love to say baloney, no G. That's how I spell my name.
Okay. Spell it. Spell it one more time for everybody.
B-O-L-O and as in Nancy A.
Got it. And what's coming up for you after the vegan bone broth?
We are actively, I actually have samples here, working on a bone broth for your dogs.
Oh my gosh. That's so exciting. My puppies will love that.
Yeah, it's human grade, right? So I'm physically trying it myself. I'm playing with some turkey ones. I'm like, this is really good. We need to do the turkey ones for humans at the same time.
Oh my gosh, what a great idea. That'll help with their nice coat and their silkiness and everything.
Yeah. Well, I had a huge issue with my dog Paco. He almost died at the end of August. His intestine had an intussusception, and they had to go in and cut part of it out and fuse it together, because my poor little dog has chronic allergies, which led to inflammation in his gut. So he too is on bone broth now.
Oh, is he so much better?
Yeah, no, he was like literally in the hospital for 6 days, and he was in the ICU for 3 of those days. It was wild.
Poor thing.
We're very happy he's here.
Well, thank you so much for sharing all this information. I always walk past bone broth and I want to try it. I've even bought it a few times and it sits in the fridge, but now you've motivated me to get drinking.
Great. And I'm going to send you some. So I'm excited for you to give it a try.
Amazing. Well, I'm so proud of you. I feel like you took an idea and like brought it to life, and I hope you get to launch it. Is it sold in some grocery stores right now?
Yeah, we're talking very closely with 2 grocery stores. We're in Farm Shop in Brentwood, California, which I'm really proud of. Mm-hmm. We're in the Facebook offices in New York, and a few workout studios in Los Angeles and some hotels.
That's it. That's incredible. Well, next stop is the moon.
Yeah, working on it.
And are you still acting too? I heard you were in like 20 different movies.
Yeah. I've done I've done over 20 films. I'm not currently actively acting. However, sometimes I star in my own cooking videos for Beauty and the Beast. So you can catch me there.
There you have it. You're going to have a new show, Beauty and the Beast.
I now create my own shows.
Exactly. Well, you've really motivated me to try bone broth. I think I'm going to definitely try that. Sounds like a really satisfying like midday snack too. So you don't
eat
calories.
Yeah. I don't have breakfast. This is my breakfast.
Amazing. Me too. I'm intermittent fasting, but this probably I could use that to break a fast pretty nicely.
People will have this for lunch, like especially at the office. They just, because sometimes when you're really busy, you forget to eat and you just have it with you. All you need is hot water. Boom. Your hunger issue solved.
Well, there you have it, guys. Don't forget to check out Melissa Bologna, and her brand is The Beauty and the Broth, and you can find her at thebeautyandthebroth.com. And what's your Instagram?
It's at The Beauty and the Broth, and at Melissa Bologna for me.
Perfect. That's it for now, guys. I think you should all incorporate some bone broth, collagen peptides, collagen powder, something to improve your dietary profile. And don't forget to check out Melissa and her brand. You can find me on my Instagram, it's Beauty by Dr. K, doing amazing things with people's faces, and our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful and so healthy.